Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 18, Chicago. Review of Episode 8. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yo, shout out to everybody checking in already. And like Robin said, hey, everybody, glad to see the likes on point. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
As you come on in, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And shout out to Melody says hello from Oregon.
What part of Oregon? I like Oregon.
You've been to Oregon, right?
I've been to Portland and Springfield.
Okay. I've been on the Oregon Trail on a video game.
Whiskey Library in Portland. Man, if you get a chance to go to the Whiskey Library. It's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, well, knowing what whiskey does. No. There were times I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Nah, we good. Hey, Melissa says, hey, Yanni and Tell, this is starting to feel like a job. Hopefully one you like.
How you think we feel?
Hey, what did they say? If you love your job, you'll never work another day in your life.
Yeah, they say that.
By the way, Melody says Southern Oregon.
Okay, I didn't know there was a city called Southern.
You're such an ass, man. Jesus.
Sorry, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Ass. What happened at work today? You okay?
I'm good. Sorry, that's nothing to do with you. That's the water talking.
Yeah, not even the liquor. Jeez. Angela says, finally caught alive. And Judy says, hello from Manitoba. Hey. Manitoba. And Yaya from Maryland. Okay, thank you, everybody, checking in. Appreciate you. Look, you ready to get this thing started, man? Because there's a lot to get to in this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, okay, so let's do it. Let's start off with one of your favorite couples here. And let's see. Oh, my gosh. So many. You're right. It does feel like a job. I can't find anything.
Your performance review is not going to be good.
Let's start with Carla and Juan as they are prepping for this toga party and splitting up. And this is quote unquote splitting up the cleaning duties.
Yeah. Because you know how it is when you're having a get together. Somebody actually has to get the Lysol and stuff and actually clean. And then somebody needs to sage. That saging is an important job.
Of course. It's the most important. It's the only one.
I'd have been mad as hell. I'm like, you get your hand in this toilet. Let's go. Help me clean this out.
Yeah. But that's why Juan was making all those comments. Like, people are going to come in here and go, oh, my God, this toilet is so clean.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to speak of the sage. And the fact that she almost blew them up just trying to light the damn stove.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could tell he was, like, giving subtle hints. Yeah. Of like, you should be helping me do some of this stuff, which I was surprised that she wasn't. Mm-hmm. But it's weird. I think the look on her face, man, she just, it's almost like she doesn't like him either.
Yeah, it's interesting watching these two together right now. But, you know, what's also weird is what happened when, and the friends start to arrive. And there was a really weird interaction with Juan and Yinka. You know, the black guy that showed up, that's Carla's friend?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice a weird interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that, wow, he was ready for the toga party. Like, that stuff he already had at the house. that wasn't something he picked up.
It's He's like, yeah, last minute. Let me grab the sheet off the bed.
Yeah. Where's my bracelets? Where's stuff? Like, he was ready.
I just thought the way, because he was okay. So here's the thing about it. Mrs. Ward says Juan didn't want to clean. He was being passive aggressive. I thought he was being a little slightly aggressive as well too with Yinka, right? When he's like, "Well, I'm her husband." He's like, "Yeah, we know, because we don't know you. So unless you're just some strange friend, we assumed who you were." And by the way, Robin says, I noticed Juan was very intrigued by Yinka. Yeah, he was. Even though your friend, Sean says, Carla's friend wanted Juan for himself. Probably.
Maybe. Maybe. You know, but they get the party going, it seems mm-hmm. like, and you know, they're kind of asking how's the relationship, and Carla's saying it's easier for them to communicate and be vulnerable with each other. And Juan says he says some off the wall things and he needs Carla to check him. Mm-hmm. I guess that goes back to the whole "I forgot about you. I forgot mm-hmm. you're even here" comment. I think that's probably still lingering.
Of course. Because Carla, you never forget about Carla. You know that.
Right.
By the way, did you notice this? Because Jocelyn says now Juan has two startups.
Yeah.
I always only heard of one. Is that something that changed?
I don't know. Because I thought he had his construction gig. And then he had his day job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the startup.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know about two startups. Mm-hmm. I just knew he had three different things going. But when they were asking him about if he compliments Carla and all that, and he's like, "Yeah, I do, but it doesn't go too far," which is weird. You don't compliment your wife. "Well, I do, but not too much. I don't want to blow her head up or anything, make her think she all that."
He's like, "I don't want to tell her she looks good and I love her body. Then she takes off her clothes and then I got to do something."
But then your reasoning for not complimenting her is because you got two startups and I'm always on the go. I got a lot. You're too busy. Uh-huh. To compliment somebody, that's only when you don't like somebody.
Yeah.
Because a text doesn't takes but a second.
Now, Vienna's saying that Juan has always said two.
I just don't recall. I just thought he had the construction, day job, mm-hmm. and the app, the startup.
Right. And that's what Creative Days with Deshauna says. I only remember the app and the sales job during the day. So.
Yeah. He has mm-hmm. a construction business
mm-hmm.
on the side, too.
Okay, well, then there goes the two jobs then. That's a startup.
So maybe that's the startup he's also talking about is his construction gig.
Yeah, could be.
Could be.
Yeah. By the way, Jocelyn says, "Juan totally pissed me off this episode. Such a loser." Why?
Why?
Because this man, he cleaned the house. He did what he was supposed to do while somebody was prancing around, you know, jumping off cushions and clouds just to sage the house, which nobody asked you to do in the first place. And then he's like... They get to the bedroom after everybody leaves, and Juan is like, "Ooh, I am so tired. I am so tired. Jeez, I can't believe how tired I am." Just in case Carla got any ideas, he was like, "Whew."
Yeah, and the look in her eyes, she's just waiting for him to get into the bed. And then she's like, "Hey, so I thought we could talk." And I know he was like, "Damn it. I don't want to talk.
I just told you I was tired 15 times.
Yeah. And so she gets into that. I just want to know, how do you feel most loved? And Juan's like, "Well, by actions. Like, you know, you take my mom. She did stuff for my dad to make his life easier.
She cleaned the house.
She did stuff like my life. So that's what I want is actions. Like, do things to make my life easier. Like, help me clean the house and the toilets when we're about to have people over.
And do your part."
Yeah. I like how she was like, no, I don't want to hear about your mom, your dad, don't even think about us. Just how do you feel loved?" And he's like, "Actions."
Yeah, because it's funny because she's fishing for affection.
Yes.
And he's just like, "No, do ish. That's
do
it.
Do stuff. Do stuff. Work."
She's like, "Work. Well, I'm into hugs and kisses." And he's like, "That's cool."
Yeah, he's like, "Cool, got it, understood. You want to hit that light?" He pulled the Ike. "You want to hit that light for me?"
Yo, Juan was cold, man. By the way, Creative Days with Deshauna says, "Juan is purposely prioritizing work over Carla. He is, quote unquote, too busy for a wife. He doesn't like Carla."
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, like Jocelyn says, Carla's a homie.
If you really like a woman, no matter how busy you are, no matter how tired you are. Think about in the 60s and 70s when you had parents that worked in warehouses and factories, 12-hour shifts, and have to travel to get home, and they still kept having babies, which means there's time for intimacy. There no was one's time, that tired.
That's yeah, exactly. That's, you did that and went straight to sleep.
Yeah. But you're not that tired. You're going to get some in. You're going to get it in, but you can't say, "I'm too busy, I work too much, I'm too tired." For intimacy, you only say that to somebody you don't want to touch.
Now, I did not watch the after party. I don't know if you did, but Moondance says on the after party, Carla said he had to clean the toilet because he was the one to blow it up. I mean, we know she drops goat pellets in there, but stop. You're the wife, right? Clean the goddamn toilet. Stop it. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes, and I mean, that's not even fair. So you say you don't blow it up?
Exactly.
At all?
You make sure he's gone. You don't know, so he can't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay say so. I'm not even going to put that up there. I'm going to leave it alone. That's in the live chat.
Now, I got to go look for it myself, because I'm like, what did he say?
It's right there, 7-Eleven. All right, let's move on to the next. You see it now?
That's all. Yeah, I see it.
We're not going to do that, sir. We're not going to do that. Next up, MM and Ike. Boy, this is... there's no love on this season, man. I swear. They're prepping for their party, and Ike is over here gaslighting MM by saying, "Well, you know, I could have made the fish tacos," and she's like, "You know, but they're it's just fish. I could break the fish up and put it in the. I could have done that." And she said, "Well, did you say anything? I'm just saying that I could have." Okay, well, you still can. Well, I didn't say I want to.
Where did all that come from?
What?
It was so unnecessary. And here's what I was thinking. Do you think he feels maybe emasculated because she went and paid for the tacos and got everything done and bought all the stuff? He didn't have to chip in for anything. So he feels like he's not adding anything. Do you think that's an ego thing for him?
Yo, it's ego because he saw her apartment. That's what it is. It's just, thank you, Sam Meyer says, this entire conversation was asinine. It really was. And like Dime Diva says, he just wanted to argue. He did. Because it was ridiculous. He's just, he's intimidated by MM.
Yeah.
We knew that when we went to go see his apartment, because he kept trying to downplay his, right? And that's why this taco gate comes up, because as Jen puts it, you know, that was so, she's like, well, did you say anything? Well, no, but I'm just saying I could have. Like, right. Jesus.
The whole conversation was pointless.
Yeah.
It was pointless. Just say, hey, where you get the tacos from? I can go pick them up. Well, you're still doing this.
Yeah.
I'll go pick up the tacos. You can contribute. You can help. Okay. But he just seems weak and little. And then you can tell he's nervous because he remembers that MM's cousin, Rafu?
Rafu, yeah.
Rafu's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, my last interaction with him was like, yeah, because that dude could smell your bullshit. He knew you were a problem.
And I don't understand. What did you expect them to? Did you expect the cousins and every male in that in MM's family to be like, oh my God, thank you for taking her off our hands. We are so grateful. No.
Yeah. No, I think what he's expecting is what everybody does. Oh my God. You were such a wise poet. You were so deep. You were so connecting your feelings. The letters to your wife. Oh my God, you were so deep. You're so expecting everybody to kiss his butt. It's like that's what any family member would do when you're getting on a show like this.
You expect that.
Right.
He irks the crap out of me right now. Because, you know, here's the thing about this. The friends start, it's family that's arriving, really, right? Friends and family. And the thing I do want to point out, because I know there were some people a little upset with my canine comments last time. I don't give a damn. Emma has her dog well-trained. I will note that. Rico is well-trained.
Right.
She said, get your ass in the damn box. And he was like, okay, sit down. Okay.
Yeah.
She's going to be great with kids in the grocery store.
Yeah. but you can have a dog and have him well trained like that. That's not a problem.
She got him trained.
Yeah.
Notice that everyone took their shoes off when they came in except for Rafu.
I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice that. But Rafu was like, I know what I'm here for. And I need my shoes on when I do this.
Just in case I need to stomp him.
Yeah. Out. Just in case. I know what y'all brought me here for. So excuse me. Let me walk in and play my part.
He did, man. He did. So they sit down, and there's an interesting conversation that happens before we get to five words.
Yeah. So I think Rafu kicked it off. Like, how was the honeymoon and all that? And Chrissy asked if they came away from the honeymoon more connected.
Mm-hmm.
And MM says she feels she's in a safe space and really likes Ike. Ike's like, hey, I got everything I wanted. Someone ambitious, someone that wasn't fake. And he feels the experts landed that.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting off great here.
It did. It sounded good. But you knew where it was headed.
Yeah, because then Rafu was like, what's that producer? Ask what? Got it.
Is it my turn?
Is it time? Is it my turn? This one right here on the card? Got it. Rafu asks, how would y'all describe yourselves, you know, in 5 words? And this is where the whole thing went downhill.
First of all, I can't count. They said 5 words. He gave, was it 7 to 8? Because he says beautiful, very passionate. Could you just say passionate? It's okay. Ambitious. Well, technically that's 4 words because very passionate is 2 words. So see, you're ready at 4. And then he goes, a little aggressive. And they were not feeling that aggressive comment.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't feeling it. I could tell MM wasn't feeling it. Chrissy was kind of looking crazy.
Aggressive?
Rafu didn't really look like he had an issue with it.
No.
But I think Ike is referring to her being a little aggressive with the intimacy piece. She's a little bit more handsy than he is. And he might have called that aggressive. No?
How is that aggressive? The woman likes to touch you. Never mind. Go ahead.
I mean, I like an aggressive woman. Wouldn't bother me, but maybe that's not Ike's thing. And it turns him off.
Well, maybe if he liked her, he would.
And that's very true. If you like her, if you like her, you don't mind somebody being aggressive with you. If you don't like her, that aggression makes you call the police or call HR.
James says aggressive, and every black woman watching got pissed, including my wife. Yep, exactly. Dime Deep, because here comes Dime Deep. I would have gotten aggressive with his ass right then and there. And Nikki B's right there. It's aggressive to him because he doesn't want her. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And Sam Mai says this, though. Aggressive was not the right word. Can't be out here calling black women aggressive, which is something that MM said. You got to stop calling black women aggressive.
She did. And I'm surprised because him being the wordsmith that he is, to me, he said it for a reason. But I'm still trying to walk away thinking that he didn't mean it as angry black woman aggressive. He just meant it as you're a little bit more handsy than what I'm used to aggressive, which also I don't believe because, again, if you like her, you wouldn't care about that.
Right. And but you see, I think it's more than just in the physical touch. Right.
Mm.
I think it's more than that because like VN says, Ike obviously doesn't understand the difference between aggressive and assertive. How odd for a writer. And it's because when you think of, she's a practitioner. She's gone and gotten her stuff. She's gotten in her career. You've got to be assertive. I think the aggression for him is her nice apartment that he can fit his in. That's the problem.
But how does her apartment make her aggressive? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, but to him.
Yeah, she's successful. She's done some good things, but I don't see how that makes her aggressive because she has nice stuff, you know, so I don't understand why he chose that word.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt to see if it was, then the more he kept talking, I'm like, no, you're just an ass. That's just what it boils down to. You're just an ass.
No, really. So we get to her 5 words and she knows how to follow instructions, unlike Ike, and she gives 5 words, right?
Yeah.
She said smart,
creative.
But man, you just jump all over, don't you? Laid back.
Isn't laid back 2 words?
Calm. Well, it's hyphenated. I'm on MM side all the way here, damn it. He said smart, laid back, calm, creative. And then she went, and what's the opposite of aggressive? With your nonchalant ass. Yeah.
I was aggressive, being a little nonchalant.
And then I takes offense that I'm like, well, I don't like the connotation of nonchalant. Wait, what?
Yeah, and like Chrissy goes, I don't like the connotation of aggressive. He said, yeah, but it's not about you. She asked me. At that point,
he was aggressive.
Yes. At that point, I'm like, wow.
Yo, Sinez fan says was one of the words, the homie. Should have been.
Yeah. No, it's just at this moment, I'm like, somebody got a little bitch in them.
They should. Yo, he does, man. Because like Monty says, Ike doesn't want to be questioned. Everyone doesn't want to be accountable. So he views being questioned as aggression. Because, and it, if you ask me, I think MM has tried really hard not to be forceful, right, aggressive with him. It's just because she has, you can see her just holding back. She's tapered and tampered down and tempered down what she does because she's like, well, what do you think, Ike? Because I can really answer, but let's see if you got some of them pretty ass words now.
Well, I think it's, once you identify a con man, mm-hmm, and once a con man knows he's caught, his whole attitude, demeanor changes.
Yes.
To me, Ike knows he's in a room, mm-hmm, that he's losing, and mm-hmm, people can start to smell his BS.
Yeah.
And so I told you from the beginning, I just feel like something about this guy just seems fake and phony to me. Yeah. And I think they're picking up on it and just calling him out. You know, there's nothing wrong with the questions that Rafu is asking him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he asked him, have y'all done anything exciting since you've been back from the honeymoon? This is it. This is the only thing that you've done that's exciting. So he was like, well, you know, maybe you might be like boring to her. He goes, yep, that's it. I'm boring. Like, you're acting like a child.
He's such a kid.
Talk like adults and say, hey. And then Rafu's trying to like educate you on
try to school
how to court a woman. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand this process. It's just different. And he's like, yeah, but you signed up for this. So what are you doing to try to see if there's something that's going to be here in this relationship? So to me, Ike's done. Yeah, he's checked out.
And what do you mean? Why are you getting so defensive? And yeah, like I said, I'm boring. You're in bed by 9. Even Pastor Kel with his old ass said you're boring. He's like, 9? Me and my old lady don't go to bed until 9:01. What are you doing? it's so bad because he's being so defensive in this matter. Like, he's like, I'm not here to please y'all. I'm like, what's this coming from? Why?
Yeah, I'm here for her. Because Chrissy's like, well, I'm just trying to get to know you. But then ask me about me. Ask questions about me. She is. She's asking you, what do you think about X? What are you planning to do about the fact that there's no chemistry right now between y'all two? What are you doing to help all that? Yeah. he's the problem.
Yeah. It's bad because even when they're asking real questions, he's deflecting. They ask, do you see yourself falling in love with MM? He deflects again.
Yeah.
Says, you only want me to say what you want me to what you want to hear.
We want to know honestly what you think, mm-hmm, what you feel. We're trying to understand you. And I think that's just it. If you're trying to get to know somebody, you're trying to understand their thought process. You know, mm-hmm, they might not give you the answer that you want to hear, but at least you understand their thought process. That might help with a connection of some kind. With Ike, it's just, this is what happens when all your stick is used up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think in a regular dating scenario where he might meet somebody, get her number, then he could like take, you know, a few months to con her into all his romantic poetry and letters and wordsmithing. But when you get, hey, this is your wife, married at first sight, now you're going to be together every day. Yeah, your lies are going to come out a lot faster.
A lot faster. Nubian Mahogany has renamed him IKEA. Can't even fake it well. And to which the store replied, we are not associated with this man. Aisha Gordon says how her friend Chrissy was so mad she was tearing up in her, he says one-on-one, but it's in her confessional. Right. It was a bad place. She was mad. She started swaying that foot.
I don't think she was tearing up. She was just like, do I take my earrings off and get the Vaseline?
You
now?
Never gotten so mad that you cried?
When I was
just
a kid.
Just to get it out?
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, but like not as an adult. Just... As a grown man, I'm not walking in my house like Cuba Gooding Jr. from
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. Just no, don't do that.
Oh, you better be careful before she come for you.
Yeah, I don't think she was crying. I just think she just really wanted
to
fight this man. Yeah,
she was pissed. She was pissed. She was pissed. Somebody else should be pissed, but we're just seeing another non-caring couple here, Michelle and David. Because David's out here leaving handwritten notes so that Michelle wouldn't get irritated by his text messages.
I'm sorry, I keep texting you. Guys, try that. If she gets mad because you're stalking her via text, leave her handwritten notes. Let's do that. And if that doesn't work, carrier pigeons. Carry pigeons. Do that.
Then if that doesn't work, smoke signals.
Sing and telegram. He's trying every method of communication with her, but he leaves her a handwritten note, which David is still trying. He's being nice, and I get that. But she doesn't even acknowledge it, that he left her a note.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Because, you know, here's the thing. As they're prepping for the party, and David says, you know, it's tough not seeing you, and do you think this is good for us? She's like, works well for me. At least that's what she said on my TV.
But yeah, and she said, actually, this is great.
It's the best time of my life.
I love you more and more when you're not here. That's when I start to connect with you, when you're not here.
That's the craziest thing, because when he's like, hey, I left you a note, and she starts to feel attacked. I'm like, only thing missing here was the WWTs. Like, what, Michelle, what is wrong with you?
But then her response was funny. She said, oh, did you want me to leave you a note? Like, well, she's supposed to leave a note. K.
That would be nuts.
Yeah. But she said that, you know, he went out yesterday and never came home. So that tells me that she stays there, at least sometimes, because he never came home. How would she know that if she wasn't there?
That's true. Which, by the way, Nikki B says, I think David was out with Madison when he didn't come home.
Maybe.
And this is the thing, because Madison was allegedly at a game with some friend, which we'll get to later. Yeah. See the eyes looking? We'll see. Yeah. Because that kind of came up a little bit too, because he was feeling, what was it? He was, this was later on, and we'll get to that part, because that conversation comes up and Madison shows up in there. But before that, we get to the party.
Yeah.
And the friends show up.
Mm-hmm.
And when they show up, what stood out to you from the interaction, like David with her friends?
David with her friends, he's trying to ask, excuse me. I think it's dumb. He asks his friends, do y'all know what's going on with me and Michelle? Of course they do.
They're like, duh. Yeah. You're the laughing stock of our friend group.
Yeah, we've been making fun of you. We got a text. We got a group chat. We've been clowning you for weeks.
It's called the man bun chat.
Yeah.
Even though Sherry says she prefers the man bun than the front ponytail. Yep.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is David tells him that Michelle doesn't think that he can meet her lifestyle, and ask them what they think. And her friends say that she needs someone that can enhance her life. In other words, David, you don't bring anything to the table for her.
Yeah.
In her eyes, you don't bring anything to the table. Based on how you live and your lifestyle, you don't bring it to the table. Now, could we at least say that's kind of valid?
It's valid that her friends are just as snobby as she is. Because when Michelle, what stood out to me was when Michelle sat down with his friend. And he was like, yeah, so you keep holding this thing over his head. Just wait 1 second here. Because that little shoebox you live in.
Yeah.
How much you pay for rent? She's like, $2,350. He's like, I own my house.
Yeah.
I pay a mortgage. It's $1,200. Why settle?
Yeah. He's saying, so you're renting, so that's just money wasted. Yeah. And
I don't think he's wasted. It is.
It is. It is.
Yo, he schooled her. I loved that moment, because she looked, you could see her shrinking.
Yeah.
Shrinking as he's talking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah. You don't have it all together, so don't act like you do, you know, but hopefully that she took something away from that.
Yeah.
I doubt it, because she's going to look at that as getting picked on, so then she's going to mentally check out for the rest of the conversation, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's, yeah. You know, it's the one thing that she did do was she admits that David is trying more than she is.
Right.
And that's, again, when his friend was like, yeah, you know that's going to stop at some point.
Yeah.
Like when he doesn't come home.
And Michelle said, look, David's not the problem. So she has said that repeatedly.
Stop it.
Saying that David's not the problem. It's not
she
him.
She said it, but she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it. Stop it. Stop trying to save David's blonde hair, blue eye queen that he asked for that doesn't want him. She just doesn't like him. That's like somebody going, well, look, you're a great person. When has a woman ever started off a conversation, Terrell, and said, you're a great guy? And what followed was something magical.
Let's go to my room.
That's never happened.
You are really a great guy. You were so nice. Let's go to my room.
Yeah, it's usually goes.
Yeah, that's never happened. Yeah, it's never happened. It's like, yeah, you're going to make someone really happy one day.
Right. Like Dina said, the only thing she didn't say, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Because she won't even admit to David. She admits it to her friends. She admits it to her sister. She admits it to the producers, but not to David, that she can't get it out of her head.
Right.
Yeah. So we see the next time we see them, they're David is cooking dinner for Michelle because he says, you know, she did such a great job with that charcuterie board.
Yeah. So, he wanted to show her that he can cook some food with some seasoning.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that shit was kind of bland. Let me show you what this is. Oh, it's called seasoning.
This is it. Tony Satcheries. Have you heard of this? Ooh, look at that.
Well, one thing he does there in this moment, and this is the one time, this proves that just because somebody doesn't want you doesn't mean that they can't be jealous. Because he's like, oh my God, I'm so sore. My legs are so sore from working out with Madison. She goes, you worked out with Madison?
Wait, yeah.
What happened? Yeah. When did this happen?
Yeah. I was like, you worked out with Madison, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That's what they call it these days.
Is that what we're calling it nowadays? That's what the kids are calling
it? Push-ups and
sit-ups. Yeah, working out. Want to come over my house, do some burpees? Do some squats?
Okay, because I'm glad some of y'all saw it, too, because like Michelle said, yep, Michelle was jealous. Because I'm like, she looks a little jealous. She looks a little jealous. In that moment. A little
bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's like she's processing. Wait, Madison?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing hanging out with Madison? So like, hopefully more to come on that story. Yeah.
It's interesting because then when Michelle asked David about, you know, how it was with and what his friend said after their get together, he's like, well, they said that you had a checklist. And she goes, Ike, all defensive.
Yeah, well, so did you. You wanted blonde hair, blue eyes, you know. Why? He goes, yeah, but those are physical things. But I was talking things like, you know, character, you know, generous. Yeah, well, that's a list. That's a list, too. That's a Jesus Christ. Let it go.
That here's the thing that comes out. He makes a he compliments her on her outfit, right? Yep. And she returns the favor by going, you know, I know I look good. You know I look good. I can make you look good.
Yeah, I can help you.
Because you look like
And I was wondering if she was going to say something about the bun. Like if she was going to say, stop doing that. Yeah. You're drying it up. Every time I look at that, it's not happening. But she tells him, look, less tank tops and no jean shorts. Now, ladies, in the chat, I think we talked about this. Jean shorts on men, bad idea, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Are you wearing Tim's with those jean shorts?
Why would you?
I'm just checking. Might be from...
you're doing a music video with Onyx?
It's a New York kind of thing. By the way, Kimba says, we're what makes you feel good.
That's not what I asked. I just asked, are we all attracted to men in jean shorts?
So Toya says, jean shorts, diabolical.
Yeah.
Leah says, depends on his style. Nikki B says agree on the tanks and the denim shorts. Sarah says jean shorts are okay on Halloween. Leah says I love some jorts. By the way, Dina's noticing your hip hop references.
What? They're my old ones. Because that's the old references. But.
And by the way, Kimba says, I don't mind jean shorts. So there's somebody who does.
So Jay Staso says it's a New York thing. So I guess in New York, jean shorts is a vibe.
Well, yeah, but the jean shorts and Tim's, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Just like Tim's and wife beaters.
We're not supposed to say wife beaters. It's not polite.
I'm just reading. And I'm not polite. Last name's Rouge. What do you expect? It's like somebody in the office because I had on a naughty or nice Christmas sweater. And like, oh, no, you're actually nice. It's like, hey, you're going to ruin my reputation. Stop that. Stop that. What are you doing? But here's the thing. David also says he wants to try sushi again.
He's still trying.
Trying to get that
other comfort zone. He's saying he's trying to get that other. He wants a different type of California roll, huh? It's not going to happen. Better luck getting that at McDonald's than he would.
Facts. Oh, man. By the way, before we move on to our next couple here, do us a favor. You're in here. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. We sure would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on to our interracial couple. You like that segue? Thank you.
Yeah. It's black. It's white. Yeah. Go ahead.
Camille Thomas and the third wheel Gabby, they're riding going to Tim's house for the cookout. Did you notice when they got there? And I know you're probably going to say no, because every time I notice something, you don't notice it. And if you notice something, I probably don't notice it. So, live crew, did you notice that Camille hugged Tim just with a little more feeling than she's ever hugged Thomas?
I didn't notice that.
She got in there just a little bit?
I didn't notice that.
I know you didn't notice. I saw you. I knew you were.
Yeah. I might have been taking notes and I had my head down. I missed that little, that little hug. I must have missed it.
Well, and see, look, Miss B says yes. See, Leah says yes. Yeah, that means she hugged him. You know, Sammy says a little. Yeah. Now, and see, J-Roe saying it. Yeah, I do see that. So I'm glad I didn't miss it. Right? Now, Gabby brings up at the pool, they're all sitting around the pool, and she brings up that Tom isn't Camille's normal type, a.k.a. the loud, boisterous chocolate brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Tim's wife's response. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah. Had it worked out to you before. You know, Tom is lighter skinned. You know what I'm more proud of is that no one said skinned it. That's nothing more annoying. Now, no one said skinned it. I was listening for it. No one did it. So everyone said it correctly. But, you know, Thomas is lighter than most of the guys that she's dated, which made me kind of think about the dudes that she has been dating. But his wife is right. Mm-hmm. Well, hadn't worked out for you before. But also, Camille said that she usually goes after the loud, showboaty kind of guys.
Yeah.
And didn't work out for you either.
Exactly. Here's the interesting thing, though. Camille asked how is she different from the other women that Thomas dated, right? Now, everything they have said about Thomas before has been one way, right? It's been the skin tone, the swagless, it's all about that. But did you notice that Tim and Felix, everything they brought up was not a surface level as that?
Right. It was more real that he dated people that assumed they either wanted something from him or they weren't really trying to connect with him. It was deeper than just a look of a skin tone and do they have swag?
Right. Exactly. And I thought that said a lot. Now, interesting thing is when Tina, the friend, brings up the cultural issue and Tom's like, what difference is? I don't see any difference. I feel like I'm looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Camille's like, really?
And here's the thing that, and maybe it only showed up on my TV, but there was another scene, right? Over by the pool, and it's Tim, his wife, and Camille. And Tim asked, well, you know, what do you mean by these cultural differences that y'all have? And Camille's like, your wife. Just my TV? My bad.
Yeah, that was just on your TV. It wasn't on mine. What she said was that there was a bar that Tom said he would go to that had some negative racial tones to it, and she didn't like that. Something, that whole story, I'm like, that makes no sense.
Right.
But every bar has racist people in it. Right? Yeah. Not everybody, not all together, but there's going to be at least one. Even the black club is going to have somebody in there.
You go into all black club, there's somebody racist in there. Let's make this very clear. This is America, okay?
Yeah.
This is America. I love when you go to the Midwest and people are like, oh, I can't, down south, whoo, that's bad. I'm like, mirror? Y'all just as bad. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Damn. Yeah. This is nuts. I didn't understand that and didn't understand what she was talking about. Unless it's like, it was blatantly racist to them and they kept going back. But see, me, I don't care about if you can't respect me,
right?
I don't go where I'm not wanted. I don't spend my money with people who don't want. My wife found it out really quick. We were on a date, and we're there at the bar, and they come in, and they just keep walking by us. So I got up, said, all right, let's go. As we start to walk off, hey, did y'all want something? By the way, it's a black establishment. Y'all want something? Just want to point that out. I'm like, and my wife is like, hey, we keep going. It was that night she found out. Once I make my mind up, I'm done. We walk outside, she said, you seriously just going to leave? I said, yeah. They don't get my money. Not tonight, not tomorrow.
I mean, let's be honest. You don't look like you tip. So there's that.
Why? Because I'm black?
No, because it's just you're you. You just don't look like you tip.
I do tip. Thank you very much. Jeez. What's wrong with you?
You know, it'll be $9. You'll give him a 10. Can I get my change?
That's bad because I'm not that. But I do notice that when I do tip, people are like, oh, thank you.
Cuz.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So post cookout, Thomas and Camille, and he's like, yo, I never thought you dated Wesley Snipes. You know, like, what happened? And Camille, she does not like this man. Because her interaction, even with the producer and with Thomas, when he said that, was kind of jacked up.
Well, because he said that, I assumed you dated light-skinned men. She said, well, why'd you say that? He goes, well, because you're light-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, that makes no sense, Tom. Why would you say that? Mm-hmm. But the whole conversation, like, I got to the point where I am tired of hearing about y'all's skin color issues.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. Why do you keep talking about this?
They keep talking about it, and there's more talk about it. But before we get to that last talk with Gabby, because Gabby's getting a lot of screen time too. But here's the thing that really irked me. Because Camille is acting like she's so damn black.
Right.
But she was cooking that meat. And there was no damn seasoning anywhere to be found. Not on the countertop in the background, not a speckle of anything on the meat as she's putting it in these three separate containers. What kind of flavorless lunch are you making? What kind of meal prep is that?
Yeah. No.
That was terrible.
It was. I mean, as she's talking, watching her cook, I was like, that's missing something. But even still, you would think the way she's been talking about race and culture, like she's the president of the chapter of the Black Panthers in Chicago.
And then she found out that Thomas dated a black woman because she tried to be like, well, what's the longest you ever dated a black woman? He's like, oh, long ass time.
Yeah. She's,
what suburb did she live in? She was your neighbor.
She grew up just like you did. Yeah, dated a black woman before. And she was just kind of shocked. But I mean, she makes it seem like Thomas is this, you know, albino white man that has never been around black women. Makes no sense.
Hey, Cutie Pie says in Camille's mind, she's Erykah Badu.
Yes.
No, because Erykah Badu had all the men chasing her still.
Yeah, but you would think that she is. Just, no, she's not all that.
Well, I really, it's funny because everybody in the live crew is saying it. I'm sure in the replay gang, they're going to say it. You said it. I said it. And as we see the next scene with Camille and Thomas, there's Gabby, and we're all tired of this conversation about the cultural differences. And then we find out why we keep having it, because Gabby studied it. And that's why we're stuck here.
This is her little shout out. This is her moment to shine.
Yeah, she's
kudos now for Camille.
Full expert.
Kudos to Camille. She's like, hey, I need to give my sister some shine.
Yes.
I need to hook my sister up like a black woman would. See? Mm-hmm. So give Camille props for that.
Did you notice that Gabby says Tom reminds her of her brother?
Yes. Now, she said, you remind me of my brother, mm-hmm. not our brother. And she said, because we're mixed. And I'm looking at it and I realize, oh, yeah, Gabby and her brother, I think, have different mom or dad or whatever than Camille. Because
mm-hmm.
Camille's not mixed.
You sure?
Pretty sure. I don't think Camille's not mixed.
Because see, even like Kimberly says, isn't Camille biracial? I'm so confused about her obsession with his cultural experiences.
No, Camille, I don't believe is mixed.
Hell, she lied to everybody at that table, including the white producer.
Facts. But I don't think she is. I don't think she is. Because if she is mixed, that just blows her whole conversation out the water. I'm like, you got to be joking me.
Well, she identifies with the black side.
Well, right. But you can't look at someone else who didn't.
See, Livingston says her mom is white. I mean, everybody's saying that she is.
Is she?
Biracial, yeah.
Oh, that makes you even worse of a person.
See, we didn't watch the dress fitting. That's why. Her mama was white.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
No, yeah. We skipped. If you're new to our channel, we skip the dress fitting and the tuxedos unless somebody goes, you need to stop at this one. So, because this was said, then we'll stop. Then we skip right past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for Camille to be having this conversation, so she's biracial too, mm-hmm. just grew up around more black people than Thomas did. But mm-hmm. all that makes Thomas seem like he's the problem. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't like Camille anymore either.
Yeah. By the way, Nikki B says we all know that black guy that was into comic books, anime, and karate. It was nerdy in the 90s, but coming now. Well, I got two out of the three because I was into Archie Comics and I got my brown belt in karate. So, I mean, damn. I ain't had no problem. Jeez, I feel judged. The hell is this? What the hell is going on here? I'm going to have to log off early.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you, Dina. Dina said, I know several of those nerds. Damn. Nerd is now. Remember Revenge of the Nerds? That was a bad thing. Now we just as we call them now, blurs are a thing. We support them. Thank you, Creative Days. With the show. Like, damn. I feel attacked just now. Ooh, hold on. I need a second.
Oh, ooh. Shoot. I'm thinking back. I'm like, you're so right.
Oh, man. Okay, let's keep moving, man. Next couple up. Let's get off this biracial couple. This interracial couple. Now, this quadracial?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right, Madison and Alan.
Yeah.
They go to work out and Alan nearly dies.
Bad idea, Alan.
Right, correctly?
Yeah, bad idea, Alan. Like, if you don't work out, and you're trying to date somebody who hardcore works out, don't mm-hmm. go work out with her. You just say, hey, you do your workout. I'll catch you later.
To be fair, even if Alan worked out, if he was a gym rat who lift weights all the time, he should not go do that workout. Because how many muscle-bound guys you see go with that girl, hey, come do this Pilates class with me. It's a trap. It's a trap. Run. Do not do that. What are you doing? Because this is not what you normally do. Your muscles are like, what the hell is this? It's like the first time I played 18 holes of golf, I went home and slept for 4 hours straight. Because my body's like, why are we using these muscles?
Yeah. Did you see Sean's comment? Sean said, Alan looks like the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
And, hey, I'm not going to lie, Leah, that class did look hard. Because I'm like, all right, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. I'm like, the hell with y'all.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep my same rhythm. But, you know, good for them. They work out together. Alan thanks her for being a good motivator and tried to say, I'm not doing it for you, which he is. Mm-hmm. But I do like the fact that Alan said that, you know, she needs to make some effort to have actual quality time mm-hmm. together, because a lot of their time is go to work, go to the gym, we have dinner, but mm-hmm. not like quality time, which quality time for him is a little, you know, sit on the couch, a little cuddle, little butt rubs.
Yeah. Yo, Sean said Madison took him to the gym to cover her tracks.
She texted David, don't show up today. It's Alan's birthday, so, you know, I got to do something.
You seem like, hey, your legs hurt? I wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The next time we see them, we see Madison making Alan breakfast in bed. What did you think when you saw that? Because did I miss something?
Yeah. I was surprised. I was like, wow, this is really nice uh-huh. of Madison to do that. I said, wait a minute, but what's coming? Mm-hmm. And so she gets into breakfast in bed, and then she says, hey, so my friends are coming over, and we're going to have a spa day, so I need you to leave. I was like, oh, there it is.
Yep.
This was the setup. And then she flipped it on me again, because actually she was trying to get him out the house, because she was going to throw him a surprise party. And again, I was like, look at Madison.
Now you
being
say
really
that.
Being really nice.
And Leah says, she surprised me, this was good. Danny M is like, yeah, but them pancakes look dreadful. Damn.
Yeah, I don't eat pancakes.
Can we give her some brownie points to make it breakfast?
Yeah, I don't eat pancakes, so I couldn't judge.
I like the fact that she did this, though. Get him out. Do this. And he had no idea because his birthday wasn't for a couple days. And she's like, well, it's in the middle of the week. Let's do it on the weekend when people who have real jobs can actually make it, right?
Yeah.
His friends, her friends. So I like what she did. He comes home and he's genuinely surprised.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't look it. He is like me when you get me surprised or give me a gift. I'm just like, oh my God, thank you. That is great. I really appreciate it.
That's why I don't buy you anything.
That's fine. I'm totally fine with that too.
I'll put that after. I'll just Venmo you here. Don't even look at
me. I'm the first to tell you, I'm terrible at receiving gifts. My wife found that out the first time she gave me something. I was like, yeah, well, you know. It was a TV.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Just put it over there.
Yeah. She's like, you don't like it. I'm like, I do. I love it. She's like, yeah. You're not acting like it. I'm like, hold my beer. Let me do a backflip real quick.
You said, once you install it on the wall, then I'll really like it.
Do I have to do it?
Yeah. She gave me a job. Thank you.
What's funny is when the friends ask about the workout, he's like, yeah, my, and they're like, quads, yeah, whatever it is, they hurt. What'd you think about the whole interaction with the friends, though?
I mean, I thought the overall group dynamic, it seemed fun. Mm-hmm. And then was it Lauren and Allison? You know, they get with Alan. And Alan's trying to, you know, how they do these, he's trying to kind of get ready to ask a question, but almost like he would not stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like they were looking at him as if, get it out. You're circling the airport. Just land a plane. What's the question that you want me to answer about Madison? And so he says that, you know, that he's a little slower than Madison is. She's always like, go, go, go. And he wants to have some cuddle on the couch, Netflix days. Like maybe, but let's just skip the gym. Let's just hang out. You know, will she do that? And they're like, oh, well, maybe in time.
Mm-hmm.
They know she's not going to do that.
No, she's not, because she's too busy doing other things, because that's what the issue that he had when they asked about that. He said, well, she doesn't always invite him to do stuff with her. Like, she wanted to go to a game, and she went to a game, and she didn't even invite him. She just went. And he's like, I may not have gone, because David already had the tickets, but, you know.
Did you hear how he said it? She went to watch a game with someone.
Yeah.
The tone of how he said someone and didn't invite him. My mind went to David right then, too.
Now, here's something. Miss B says, Alan should have discussed his concerns with Madison and not her friends. Correct. I do agree there.
Yeah, but that's what the show is. They always do that. You talk to the friends, and you know they're going to relay it, and then you're going to talk about it, too. I mean, it's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, K-Wu says, Alan got black friends. No, he had a black friend.
That's when I introduced him to Sir Mix-a-Lot about my hoopty.
Yes, exactly. And the other guy looked just like Alan. What did you think when they were meeting with Madison?
You know, Madison was saying that she's not sure if they have the core chemistry and attraction to see if this can work.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison said Alan hasn't given her much feedback about her, which I think we saw that, or we know that about Alan, because Alan's a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And so he's probably not going to say anything. So everything that she has said for him to do and change, he's doing.
Yeah.
But he's not really stressing what he needs from her.
Like, invite me to some stuff?
Right. Oh, yeah. You're going to the game? Yeah, I'll go with you. Mm. Oh, no. Like, no. Yeah. David said, I mean, no, it's just us.
I only have one ticket for me.
I only got one ticket.
Well, you know, an interesting thing about this, because it looked like it was still a good get together, a good surprise party. They went out, celebrated his birthday. Then the next day, it's time for flag football. And Alan isn't going because he's being, as she called him, a hungover grumpy ass.
Yeah, which is messed up, because this was her idea. This was her event that she's putting together. And he can't make it because he got hammered the night before.
That's what he said. And before even seeing the previews for next week, I said, this is him still in his feelings. That liquor brought that back up. She didn't even invite me to go to the damn game. I bet you she went with David because she worked out with David. She did anything. And he just got in his feelings. He was fine. Him and the dog were playing fine. If he was that hungover, him and Luffy wouldn't have been playing like that.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out more to that story about why he didn't go.
I want to find out why the hell MM and Ike showed up on CP time.
Well, you said it. You already answered.
Yo, what's funny is the game is going and David is out there diving and, you know, he's going all out. And Michelle is like, fool. She's not impressed. Yeah.
David and Madison, you thought they were in the playoffs. Like, they were really into this game.
That's because they're working off that sexual tension.
Or that's their foreplay.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Dina says, but MM and Ike, self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Now, they break down for the guys and the girls. Everybody sits down to have a conversation. I like the way they kind of, you know, they weave these together to make it one conversation. The thing I didn't like when they kicked it all off was Michelle saying that, yeah, you know, I shut down on the expert visit because I felt like they were coming at me. They were heavy on me. Shut up. You shut down at the wedding. Shut up.
Yeah. Felt like she was getting picked on, but that's just what she does. We know that.
Woe is me. Only thing she didn't do was cry.
Yeah, no WWTs. And on the flip side, David's feeling like we got a connection. Mm-hmm. We're starting to have some conversations. I feel like things are flowing. This is really good. Yeah, David's clueless.
He is. He really has no idea. Now, Carla, on the other hand, saying that, you know, her marriage feels platonic. It's like, huh? And then she's like, you know, when we kiss, it feels like kissing my cousin. And that's when I went, wait, what? Because that's the clip they kept showing. And you realize right. What she means is the European kiss.
Kiss on the cheeks. Mwah. Yeah. Yeah. And Juan probably doesn't even want to do that. Because he said he doesn't feel the organic chemistry mm-hmm. that she wants him to feel. He goes, I can't put my finger on why. I'm like, I can. It's when she starts talking mm-hmm. and all that weird sage and energy stuff and all that. Juan's been checked out after all that.
Oh, no, he's definitely checked out. You know, now Ike says he's having the same thing with MM. And MM at the other side reveals to the women that Ike called her aggressive for anything she wants, which is what you were saying. It's about you want to hold hands? Aggressive. You want to kiss? Aggressive. You want to hump onto the sheets after the camera crew leaves? Aggressive.
Hey. If I'm in that situation, I'm going to be looking at my girl be like, be aggressive. Be aggressive. I'm like, bring it. Bring it.
And she'll be coming into the room. I'm on the way. Hilarious.
Well, Ike said that he's not the touchy-feely, be-all-over-you type of guy. Now, here's what made me laugh. Is Ike said, like, you know, I'm from the South. I'm like, dude, you are from wherever you can get on TV. Because you keep moving all over the place. And he's thinking, well, maybe it's just a Chicago thing that they're just more aggressive. It's like, no, you don't like this woman. If you liked her, you were attracted to her, it wouldn't bother you that she was being aggressive.
Mm-hmm. What about Madison? Because she's still pissed at Alan, and she let it be known again.
Yeah, she said they've been living together fine, but not sure she can cross over to the romantic piece. But then she goes out with Alan, and here's what confuses me about her in this part. She says that he got drunk, you know, he's taking all these shots, and she goes, I just don't find that attractive. But I'm thinking to myself, you're the party girl.
Yeah.
You're the one that likes to do all these little sexual innuendo toasts.
Yes.
And all that stuff, and you like to do shots. So why are you judging Alan? Oh, because you're not attracted to him.
That's what it is. That's right. Exactly what it is. And that's why we're seeing that in the clip leading forward. Now, here's something that's happening before we get out of here real quick. I see this happening in the live chat, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the questions and the speculation about who the cheating couple is, right? Because we're all saying Madison and David, right? But is that just a little too easy? Because like Nikki B says, did y'all peep Camille put the sunblock on David? What if production is throwing us off with Madison? She said she put it on David's eyes. That wasn't sunblock. That's the black eye.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the football makeup. But David doesn't like black women. He likes white, blonde hair, blue eyes.
I mean, Camille can make her hair blonde if she wants.
She can get blue contacts.
Now, Pax Banter says, could the couple be MM and Alan? Because Aisha had said it showed M crying and Juan hugging her.
I don't see that happening either.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question comes in, do you think, and somebody else saying, Tina says maybe it's Alan and MM. You know, again, by the way, because of what you said, Dina, to point this out, Michelle isn't a real blonde either.
Oh, carpet doesn't match the drapes, huh?
At all. Neither do the eyebrows. Neither do the window blinds.
The blinds, the drapes, the curtains, nothing. Nothing matches.
Do you want to speculate, or do you think it's still Madison and David as they're showing and we're psyching ourselves out? Because, like it's also pointed out, Camille and Thomas, it seems like they're teasing that they're going to get it on. Like, come on, let's just do it. Show me how weak you are so I can have a reason to leave or what?
Isn't that what you want? You want to be like, I think we should just go in there and get it over with and just see.
Yeah, that's sexy as hell.
Yeah, that's so romantic. I'm still going to roll with Madison and David for right now because I just don't see it happening with the other folks. Now, Alan and MM I think it's a good option, but I think because how MM and who she is and how she's so, I don't see her cheating on her husband on TV.
Mm-hmm. Would they have been a better match? Yes, because, you know, that Jag would look great parked outside her amazing apartment.
Yeah.
And she likes to talk, he likes to talk. So that would be some long ass conversations.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I don't see her cheat on her husband on TV.
Yeah.
Could I see Madison doing it? Yes. See David doing it? And the thing is, David wouldn't look like the bad guy.
Right.
Because of how he's been treated with Michelle. So
yeah. Yeah, that could be it. Michelle says Madison and Juan. I don't see that one either. No. Even though Sean says the same thing, Juan and Madison. I don't see that one. I don't see that. Because I don't think Juan likes her either. So there's that. It'll be interesting. I think this is going to be good. So look, we've got a couple other things coming up too. Because we've got, we've still got the ultimatum. The new episodes just dropped. What was that? 6, 7, and 8, right?
Yep.
So we're going to do that when? Sunday?
Yes.
So we'll do that Sunday night. And then next week we're back. Next Wednesday we're Married at First Sight again, the next episode. And by special request, we're going to get to the later daters. Probably be next week and we start getting to it. Now the question becomes, do we do 2 episodes at a time? It's only 8 episodes. Or do we do 4 episodes at a time? Do 4 at a time. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll do it. With,
yeah. 2 shows that we can do. Mm-hmm. 1 of 1 through 4. The other one's 5 through 8.
All right. So that's what it is. And we'll be doing that. Yes. Materialistic. See you on Sunday. Do us a favor. Before you get out of here, please hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Bring the ass in here and laugh too. Okay? We love you guys, man. You make this good for us to do.
Yeah. I can't wait to check out this. I still have not watched Later Daters, but I can't wait to see myself on TV, apparently.
Yes, you are on there. I'm promising you. Yeah, I'm promising you. You got to. You got to. Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.